This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 27th of November. There are warnings of gales in German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Biscay, Fitzroy, Shannon, Rockall, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Seoul, 1005, expected German Bight, 999 by 1800 on Wednesday. High, Bailey, 1018, expected Hebrides, 1022 by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, northwest, 3 to 5, veering northeast, backing north, 4 to 6 later, showers, good. Tyne, Dogger, variable 3 or 4, becoming north or northeast, 4 to 6, showers, good. Fisher, northwest, veering northeast later, 4 to 6, occasionally 3, rain later, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Thames, south or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then northwest 5 later, rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Dover, Wight, Portland, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Dover and Wight, becoming north or northeast 3 or 4 later, thundery, rain, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4, rain at first, moderate, becoming good. Biscay, southwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southeasterly 4 to 6 later, fair, good. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Fitzroy, perhaps gale 8 later, thundery, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, north or northeast, veering southeast later in Lundy and Fastnet, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, east or northeast, 3 to 5, veering southeast, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers, good. Malin, northeast, veering southeast later, 3 to 5, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good. Southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers, good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast 3, 24 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Stornoway, north, northeast 3, slight rain, 8 miles, 1,017, rising more slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 2, more than 38 miles, 1,015, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, west by north 3, 16 miles, 1,016, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, northeast by east 1, 16 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 1, 16 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Boomer, west northwest 2, 24 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Bridlington, west northwest 3, 1,016, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 4, 11 miles, 1,017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east-southeast 4, 1,012, falling. Jersey, south by west 6, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,012, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south 5, 1,009. Scilly Automatic, northeast by north 5, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,006, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, east by north 3, slight rain, 8 miles, 1,011, falling. Aberporth, southeast by south 4, slight rain, 15 miles, 1,012, falling. Valley, east-northeast 2, 19 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by south 2, 5 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Valentia, north by west, calm, 8 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north 2, 22 miles, 1,015, steady. Malin Head, southwest by south 2, 12 miles, 1,015, now falling. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast 2, 27 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure will build across the north of the United Kingdom. However, an area of low pressure will move quickly east near the English Channel coasts during Tuesday night and Wednesday, bringing a period of strong winds or gales and outbreaks of rain across many southern waters before high pressure then rebuilds later on Wednesday. Southeasterly winds will again strengthen on Thursday ahead of an Atlantic low, which will then edge closer to more western waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, backing west later, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly, but northeasterly at first in south, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8, then becoming northwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, perhaps northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, rain at times, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near Selsey Bill, then becoming north 3 to 5. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, veering easterly or northeasterly later. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast, veering southeast later, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4. Rain at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 4 or less, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, good. Isle of Man, north or northeast 2 or 3, veering east or northeast 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable becoming mainly easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or northeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. And finally, Shetland Isles, north or northwest 3 or 4, showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in two of the world's great economies and democracies, India and the US. And we're talking about tariffs. They're Donald Trump's favorite word, and he's going to use more of them, particularly against China.
The US sees coming decades as occurring against the backdrop of this century-long competition with China.
We're going to explain what tariffs are and how common they are in the global economy. And look how countries like Canada will react to Donald Trump's proposed tariffs. We'll hear from the Prime Minister of its most populous state.
If he does put these tariffs on, we will retaliate. We will put tariffs on every box of cereal, every cracker, anything that gets shipped across. And I promise you, it will hurt the U.S., and I don't want that.
That's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President Biden has welcomed a US and French brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, which is due to come into effect in Lebanon in the next hour. Speaking at the White House, he said the deal showed that peace was possible. From Washington, here's Rowan Bridge.
The Americans clearly hope that this will create a degree of sort of momentum within the region and that this will be a first step towards a potential deal around Gaza. And certainly Joe Biden was sounding optimistic about that. But I think the pessimists would say there is a risk that actually what happens is that the Israelis are able to withdraw their troops from the sort of Lebanese border and focus more on Gaza. And so I think part of the question will be how willing are the Israelis to then countenance the idea of a sort of peace deal around Gaza as well.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the deal would enable his government to focus on what he called the threat from Iran, but he warned that the Israeli military would respond with force if Hezbollah broke the agreement. Israel has issued a new overnight evacuation warning for parts of southern Beirut. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is in the Lebanese capital.
Everyone is anticipating and waiting for the details and for this to come into force. But while this waiting is happening, the city is really on high alert. There's a panic mood over the city. I can still hear the drones hovering over the sky. You know, some airstrikes still continue. And the fear is that from people, Beirut, the south, and many other places may still be under strike until the start of the ceasefire deal.
With only a short time before the ceasefire takes effect, Lebanese officials say the Israeli military have attacked three border crossings between northern Lebanon and Syria. A Brazilian police report says the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, actively participated in a coup plot in order to stay in power.